Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Education Matters in the Upper Cumberland. My guest today is a good friend, a longtime friend, Kevin Liska, the director of the iCube at Tennessee Tech University. Welcome, Kevin.
Great to be here today.
Well, it's sure good to see you again. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about what iCube is. But talk about how you got to Cookeville, Tennessee, and to Tennessee Tech.
Well, I guess it all starts by looking at a map. I was from Wisconsin, and I had graduated college and was working in Washington, D.C., and decided I wanted to leave. And I looked at a map, and I said, well, I want to be west of Virginia, south of Illinois, north of Georgia, whatever that is, and not too far west. So there's really Tennessee. So when I was a kid, I grew up in the city, but I love the outdoors. And when you take a closer look at the map, the middle of Tennessee shows up as mountains, lakes, rivers, and a whole lot of green parks.
Yep.
And in the middle of that was a university, Tennessee Tech.
How about that?
So I left a good job and applied to Tennessee Tech at the MBA program and came here, and I believe I met you that first year.
I think so. I think that's the first time we were together. And you actually, in addition to studying for the MBA, you did taxidermy in those days too, if I remember.
Yeah, that's right. There was a lot of lessons learned from that.
Well, that's good. Well, you've done a lot of things at Tech. You got your MBA. You started working in the Business Media Center and were sort of the founding director of the Business Media Center. And so you started in the College of Business, but you've broadened your scales. Now, I know you're still affiliated with the business school, but you've broadened to something that is interdisciplinary and pretty much university-wide. So tell us what iCube is and what you folks do.
Yeah, so in the early days, we called it the Business Media Center because media and business were never combined. And that was a cool idea back then. So that kind of outgrew itself. And over time, we became more and more interdisciplinary, working well beyond the College of Business. And a lot of our projects were combining marketing with innovative technology and always in a fantastic team environment with interdisciplinary students coming from different backgrounds and different talents. So we decided to move over to the library. We had the opportunity to do that. I guess it was about 6-7 years ago or so now. And the name iCube came from inspire, imagine, and innovate. And those three concepts, imagine, in no particular order, imagine was all about, you know, the virtual reality and the prototyping and gee whiz, if you could just imagine this, let's go for it. And inspire was about the teams putting it together to make it happen. And inspiring each other and drawing inspiration from each other. And innovate has always been our middle name. You know, entrepreneurship in the early days with Professor Weinrock and working with the engineers and the business kids together. And, you know, we've always been about innovation. So there's how you get the three I's, imagine, inspire, and innovate for iCube.
Well, it's a pretty neat concept. And you mentioned students. Students play a critical role in it, don't they?
They sure do. And you know, I might kick it off with one of the coolest projects that we've done, and it really started 5 years ago with the Tennessee Aquarium. It involved a engineering student and a business student, and a concept or a request by the aquarium to do something cool. Now, we've joked about that over the years because a lot of neat things have come from that attempt. But the aquarium had been around the country, and they had seen a lot of cool things. And there was a guy named Tom Benson. He was a weatherman in Chattanooga. He was the public relations director of the aquarium. And he said, we would like to do something really cool in using social media. And his concept was, we have this eel, can we make it tweet? And tweeting was a beginning of the social media, and it was kind of in the early days. And I said, well, we'll put a couple good students on it. And we put together this interdisciplinary team of a computer science student and a business student. And they set off with the goal to help this eel tweet on social media. All the things that we've done, it's interesting. That 5 years later turned out to be one of our most far-reaching projects. It's helped the aquarium a lot. It's put the aquarium on the map. Every aquarium in the country knows the Tennessee Aquarium now as the Tweeting Eel Aquarium. In December, there were actually over 120 countries that ran newspaper or magazine articles about the Tweeting Eel.
How about that?
My quote about a business student working with an engineering student in an interdisciplinary team to kind of think outside the box, do something cool, that quote showed up in every major newspaper in the country. The USA Today, the Washington Post, New York Times, you name it. All the magazines, they all over the country, they ran that quote and that story about the tweeting eels. Because what happened was, when the eel generates electricity, we were able to convert that to a sound, and that sound actually generates a sound, and that sound was converted to a digital signal, and then the digital signal, we could do all types of things like send a tweet. Well, in December, we hooked that digital signal up to a Christmas tree, and whenever the eel tweeted, he also lit up the Christmas tree. And everybody, all the newspapers around the country thought that was pretty cool.
That is inspirational, as you say.
Yeah.
And if our listeners have visited the Tennessee Aquarium with their kids, they've probably seen media that has been produced here at Tennessee Tech as they go into the aquarium and as they meet that eel.
That's right. And the aquarium was really excited about it. They actually thanked the Tennessee Tech by putting a plaque right next to the eel, tank. And it's there today. So
next time you're at the aquarium, look for the Tennessee Tech plaque and look at the great work that Tech students do in some rather strange places. But that not only inspires innovation, it inspires students to think differently, to think out of the box, and to it makes them a better person. This is Local Matters, and we are talking to Kevin Liska, the director of iCube at Tennessee Tech University. Well, you mentioned, Kevin, computer science, and you mentioned business students, but you get students from about every corner of the university, don't you?
We sure do. You know, staying with the aquarium for a moment, we have a partnership with the College of Art. We have art students, digital design students, that work at iCube, and they work on the various projects that we're involved in. And with the aquarium, those art students this year helped us work on a turtle conservation exhibit. And it all started, of course, with the tweeting eel. We got the credibility from our first project. And as a result of that, we've taken dozens of students over the years down to the aquarium, students from education, from biology, from art, computer science, business, you name it. We take them down there. We get them involved in teams. And a lot of good things have come from it, whether it's the most recent turtle exhibit, which is a fantastic interactive exhibit where we did the kiosk and some of the key digital work with that, to a visit over to the saltwater tank where you can actually see the fish identification system that our team was involved in that actually helps you identify the different fish in the saltwater tanks, or the work with the Tenasi fin with the endangered species locator throughout the Southeast. All those projects involving many Tennessee Tech students, semester after semester, different students every semester.
And you've had students look at, in that same water area at the aquarium, look at the effects of construction on erosion, and how construction near a stream has effects on that stream.
Yes, virtual reality projects do that, and many people have actually seen some of the projects that we've done in that area, and it really is there's opportunity for everybody to get involved in conservation education, whatever discipline you're from. There's a way to apply yourself, and that's really what happens at iCube. You know, we have challenges, big, you know, grand challenges that have to be met, whether they're in conservation. You know, how do you get people to pay attention to conservation? That's been with us for a long time. And it's exciting projects like, you know, tweeting eels that get you thinking, or various, you know, other projects, you know, that involve a lot of cool art and neat things. Really, there's so many different problems and challenges that are out there. In addition to conservation, we found our way in a lot of traffic safety and in health.
And we're going to come back after the break and talk a great deal more about iCube's work in traffic safety and in health education and things like opioid abuse and diabetes and tobacco usage, things that students need to think about, but also things that students can really contribute some great new ways of attacking a project. This is Local Matters. We are talking to Kevin Liska, the director of iCube at Tennessee Tech University, and we will take a quick break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Kevin Liska, the director of the iCube, which stands for Imagine, Inspire, and Innovate, the iCube Center or Laboratory at Tennessee Tech University. And Kevin, we were talking about the Tennessee Aquarium and about the projects that you've done in state and national conservation and environmental efforts. But iCube also does a lot of work in traffic safety, and you actually got a pretty big start with the Ollie the Otter campaign in traffic safety. But talk about traffic safety some.
Yeah, so Ollie the Otter is going on to about the 13th year now, and last year Ollie surpassed the 1 millionth kid to personally high-five Ollie and pledge to wear the seatbelt every time.
So that campaign has some audiovisual effects, but it's got a tremendous emotional bonding with young kids and has saved lives. There's just no question it has saved lives.
It has, and it has increased the seatbelt use as those young kids. I remember when we started, my daughter was in the booster seat, and now she's away at college. So
And she survived those days.
Oh, yes. And yeah, traffic safety starts when you're young. That program was the first time in the country that you know a state set out to hit every elementary school, every county in the state with education. And back then we said, well, hey, we teach kids. We say if you catch on fire, stop, drop, and row. You know, don't talk to strangers, don't do drugs, etc. But we never told the kids, in a comprehensive way, wear your seatbelt. And so that's what that program did. And it was a very successful program. It went on to be implemented in nine different states and led to a lot of great things. This year, partially as a result of that program, we started a occupant protection center at Tennessee Tech through the iCube. And the Occupant Protection Center does a lot more than Ali Otter. It's involved in the greater field of traffic safety, and works on teaching technicians to actually go out and become a network to install car seats and show the proper way to make car seats, make sure they're safely installed in the cars. And it also has to do with a lot of education and marketing throughout the state in traffic safety.
So it's got some significant impact on the automotive engineering program in addition to young kids. You mentioned you've worked in other states. Talk about some of the things that have happened where other states have noticed what you're doing and have asked you to do things with them.
Yeah. Well, in Tennessee, we started the Reduced Teen Crash Program with the high schools, and that program caused a lot of activities, actually over 1,000 different traffic safety activities to be implemented in all 95 counties in Tennessee, as high schools were getting points for doing these cool traffic safety activities. And that program was implemented last year in Ohio, in Ohio State University County, and it was very successful in that area. Basically, it just awarded the schools, allowed them to accumulate points for doing cool things, and everybody's competitive, whether they're competitive about basketball or football or traffic safety. So that was a neat project that's kind of working its way around the country. But an even more significant project is with the National Safety Council. They found out about our work with Ali Otter, and they had known Julie Brewer with the Occupant Protection Center and Ali, for years in the industry. And they asked us to take a look at designing an app that could actually do a better job collecting all the data from around the country when the seatbelt technicians, and there's over 50,000 of them nationwide, installed car seats at community checkpoints. The old-fashioned way was just recording it on paper, and of course the data was all messed up and you couldn't really use it. So we built an app, and we collected this data digitally for the first time. It was finished about a year ago, and as a result of that, the car seat manufacturers are able to actually see the data points collected from up to 50,000 individuals, actual technicians that are working these car seat checkpoints in throughout the country. And they could actually look at what was really installed right or installed wrong, what the problems were, what the challenges were, with real data collected digitally from the field. And wow. This was a fantastic project. And in fact, we had the board from the National Safety Council Occupant Protection Group actually met on campus about a year ago, and they were very impressed with all the technology that we had to offer.
It's pretty amazing stuff, and I know you've worked with the state of Alaska. You've worked literally all over the country in a variety of things. And we'll come back and talk about that. This is Local Matters. We're talking to Kevin Liska, the director of the iCube at Tennessee Tech. And Kevin, we were talking about traffic safety, but you do, my gosh, a really wide-ranging set of activities in health education. And so let's not forget to talk about those. Part of that is partnership with the School of Nursing, but there are many other units. You work with the Regional Medical Center, too, I know. But talk about what you do in health education at iCube.
Yeah, we got involved in a virtual reality project involving diabetes education. And that resulted in addition to a nice VR project, it resulted in an app that can be downloaded by typing in diabetes in your body. You type that into the app store, and it's an educational project that's used. That led to many other things, and one of them was getting involved in the opioid crisis in Tennessee. So we built a system that actually identified cool, positive programs that communities were doing to help out the opioid crisis. And we broke all these cool programs into 8 different categories, like schools and safety and community leaders and so on. And we started mapping what communities were doing these exciting programs, hoping to actually inspire communities across the state to see what other towns were doing, positive things, that projects that could help with the opioid crisis. That project became very successful, and it was when the governor started the Tennessee Together project. They were very excited about our concept for the implementation of actual projects, and we had mapping components and various digital components, and so they renamed our project TennesseeTogether.com, and today that is basically the opioid education infrastructure for the state of Tennessee. It's very alive on social media. It's if you take a look at it, you'll see over 140 actual successful projects that were caused, you know, community-wide projects were caused from the infrastructure being in place. So it's a fantastic place to get information about what you can do in that area. It affects every walk of life, and it allows you to actually get the information and post the information and inspire other communities to do these really cool, meaningful projects in that educational area.
Well, that's pretty cool. You also do work in tobacco abuse and tobacco usage.
Yep, we built a using augmented reality. We actually built a cool project that allows you to actually see what happens, the effects of smoking and vaping, and we use the same technology to actually see what the effect of smoking while pregnant would be. And these are things that until you actually see the education behind it, you don't really think about it. And so the digital arts can really contribute to some of these classic problems.
You still use the cave? Do you still have the cave at the IQ?
We do. We've changed the guts of the technology involved in the cave. It's kind of that's been a little bit dated, but what we're doing is we are working right now on building an opioid education game, and this game is similar to what the kids would play, called a Beat Saber, where they have different objects coming towards them, and they have like a sticks or swords, and they're fighting off these objects in virtual reality environment. Well, we see the projects, the things coming at you are the stimulants and depressants, the various opioids, and we give the kids shields in virtual reality to kind of fight these things off. And so this is actually being a prototype for a semi-truck education, or education semi-truck, that's going to go around the state, a project that's coming out of Chattanooga. And we're building it right here in virtual reality in the cave. And it's a fantastic virtual reality application of opioid education, what actually happens inside the body.
And for the listeners who don't know what a cave is, the cave literally lets you as a person go inside your body and see the inside of the lungs, or travel through the digestive tract and do a variety of things that are just, they're mind-blowing in terms of what they do. Well, we're about to run out of time, but you work in brain injuries too. So talk a little bit about the brain injury work.
Yeah. Every state is involved in brain injury, and a lot of that comes from is involved in traffic safety, of course. In fact, in Mississippi, it was the Brain Injury Foundation that brought Alia Otter on board. You know, working with the students is one of the neatest things, and we mentioned how students are involved in every project we do. The opportunities that come from getting students involved in these, combining technology, working interdisciplinary teams, they're just fantastic for the students.
You guys have some great things going, and you certainly involve students in every major at Tech in real-world applications that affect everyday lives. And so I'm delighted to have you on the program. It's been phenomenal to see you and to see the kinds of things that have happened at iCube over the last few years. And I deeply appreciate you coming out to spend some time with us. And we'll have to have you back soon to talk a little bit more about things at iCube.
It's been a pleasure to come talk with you today, and welcome the opportunity to come again and get you involved in some of the other folks that make these projects happen.
That'll be great. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.